Welcome to the situation update for April 8th. I decided to do an update today because of some events that have happened in the past 24 hours, which are significant. So there's going to be an announcement later this week that the U.S. is going to retake Bagram Air Force Base at the quote-unquote request of the Taliban. That, to me, is posturing or potentially a preparation for war with Iran. Regardless of how you see it, that is a provocation. If you go back to the first Gulf War, the reason why we went into Afghanistan in the first place was not because of the Taliban, was not because of the attack on 9/11. It was for opium. It was for drugs. And most of the top pharmaceuticals out there require opium for, well, opium is a vital drug in most pharmaceuticals. And I have no doubt that we're back there for the same reason, to reduce the cost of opium for the pharmaceuticals. At the same time, we're posturing either potentially for an attack on Iran or posturing to coerce Iran into some kind of an agreement. Either way, that move has infuriated most of the guys like me that have lost people over there. We've lost friends. We've lost, not to mention the stuff we left over there. So this is not a good move for the Trump crowd. They continue to make their moves that don't support. The short answer is everything they're doing benefits Israel. Doesn't benefit Israel and Big Pharma. It doesn't benefit us. We have no reason to be in Afghanistan. We left Afghanistan because it was a mess. We don't have any reason to be there. Period. Full stop. And all of these moves just scream that they're preparing for some kind of an attack on Israel. Now, that may not be the truth, but that's what the optics look like. And the optics are getting more and more like we're positioning troops, we're positioning aircraft for some kind of a strike on Iran, which is the last thing we should be doing right now, especially considering the fact that we have our own domestic issues going on. And yesterday was a typical, let's just say, distraction. All the hype over the weekend, the markets are going to crash. We even had a conversation in the roundtable chat about the markets crashing. And I was like, no, I disagree. I think they're not going to crash. I think they're so heavily manipulated that there's the only way the system will crash is if somebody from the outside that's not a part of the control grid brings it to its knees through a cyber attack. Otherwise, they're going to keep manipulating this and the slow burn until they're ready to crash the economy and reset the currency. They've been telling us that for, 10 years now, that that's what they're going to do. And, Scott Bessent goes on, I think it was Face the Nation. I can't remember which one of the rags he was on. And he was talking about how, the top 10% own 88% of the wealth and the stocks in the world or in the U.S. The middle half own 12% and the bottom half own nothing but debt. And that in and of itself should tell you that. Are they doing anything to solve that problem? No. Are they trying to reinvest? They're saying they're reinvesting. But all the reinvestment that Trump has secured so far is for high tech. It's all going to be automated plants. There's going to be very little human interaction. Chip plants, power plants, et cetera. It's all going to be automated. And if the micro nuke conversation develops and we have all these micro nuke plants throughout the U.S., those are going to be automated too. And you're going to have very little human interaction. They're already setting up for universal basic income. They've been talking about it for years. So none of the stuff that I listened, I didn't even listen to the chatter yesterday. I just didn't care. You want to crash the economy? Go ahead, crash the economy. Because all roads lead to revolution. As much as these guys want to talk about, you know, AI is going to come in and it's going to replace all the intelligence on the planet and people are going to be subservient to artificial intelligence, et cetera, and that the successful companies are going to plug into the bigger AI and they're going to use the bigger AI to leverage and produce things or create things that are above human means. Basically, it means that somebody's going to leverage the AI that's already built to do something innovative and disrupt the market. They're already prepping for the next big thing. But look, here's the deal. AI in and of itself is failing right now. They're slowing down the build on data centers. They're slowing down the build on power plants. They're doing a lot of different things to slow that down. So the next big hotness is we're going to use the AI that's already trained. And by the way, there's no guardrails around how they've trained the AI. And that's the most important part. And Sam Scam Altman, if he's talking about how the AI he's built is going to be the powerhouse or the big AI for the rest, I'd rather burn it to the ground. Because that guy is one evil dude. And my point of saying all this is, optics right now look bad. There might be a plan. This might be coercion to bring Iran to the table for whatever reason. I don't see that. And I know the rest of us are pissed off at the fact that we pulled out of Afghanistan, 13 Marines died, and nobody was held accountable for that. What people want right now is accountability, and it's resonating across the entire social media spectrum. Those chants for accountability, those chants for arrests, those chants for people to be fired from the agencies are growing by the day. Whether it's mRNA vaccines, whether it's accountability for treason, or whether it's firing people that went after Americans for January 6th, people want justice. And all these distractions are making people madder and madder and madder. And it's just a matter of time before that turns into a groundswell, which turns into a revolution. And maybe that's the next order of battle we hit anyway. Either way it goes, we're at a crossroads. And that crossroads is going to be either dictated for us or it's going to be precipitated by an event that draws everybody into it. At this point, I'm on the fence about which way it's going to go. But I see a lot of narratives developing. I see a lot of bad optics. I see a lot of bad decisions. And, you know, I posted a video yesterday of John Rich talking about a conversation he had with Trump in Mar-a-Lago at dinner. And Trump was flabbergasted when he asked John Rich why people boo him at his rallies when he talks about the vaccines. And John Rich, to his credit, very directly said, look, people don't trust the vaccines or the people that created them. They think they're poison and they think those people are evil and they want them banned. And they want the technology banned until a full study can be done. And then they want people held accountable for the vast amount of injuries that have occurred because of it. And Trump was stunned. And of course, Lindsey Graham, the fucking money grubbing, grifting, Peter pumping retard, big pharma, big government, defense industrial complex pole smoker chimes in and says, if you do that, Mr. President, your base will leave you. Had he listened to John Rich and done the right thing and gone after Big Pharma, he'd be the most popular president on the planet right now. And look, let's face it. We have to deal with Big Pharma. Their days of ruling over the insurance companies, over the medical industry, and especially with unlimited indemnity, those have to come to an end. Whether that's done legally or violently, that has to happen. And that's the ground truth as it is. There's no ifs, and, ors, or buts around it. We as a population at some point are going to have to step in and deal with their malfeasance, their threats, and all of the injuries that they have precipitated. And we have to hold the people that enabled this to account. And I don't expect any arrests. I don't expect any disclosures around Epstein. I don't even expect any arrests around any of the child trafficking stuff that was just announced today in Florida. I don't expect any prosecutions out of that. But I'd like to be pleasantly surprised, not seeing it. Just not seeing it. So be ready for anything over the next several weeks. And lose the fear. Yeah, nothing to be scared of. We're all here for a reason, especially in this time. I don't know what that reason is, but we're all here for a reason. Keep your head on a swivel, folks. I'll be back tomorrow night. God bless. One team, one fight.